show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are still open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, moving on to Obamacare, there are a couple of developments there you need to be aware of. Okay. It is now being estimated that Obamacare will result in individual health insurance premiums increasing between 64 to 146%. That's a huge uplift. In other words, if you are paying $400 a month for your health care insurance, the least it will go up to is $600 a month. And it could go up to $1,000. For all the talk about how this was affordable health care for Americans, quite the contrary. Health care is getting more expensive. It's a giveaway to the medical establishment and the health insurance companies. And it gets even worse, because do you remember when Obama was selling this to the American people? He was out there saying that if you liked your own private health care policy, you could keep it. You wouldn't have to sign on to any of the new plans that were being created for Obamacare. You could keep your own. Well, wrong. Because under the actual implementation of Obamacare, your insurance company can simply cancel your current policy by saying it is not in compliance with the requirements of Obamacare. And then you will be forced to go out and buy a new health care plan, which is probably going to be a lot more expensive, with a lot less benefits. And if you don't, you're going to have the IRS come down on you. We saw the same thing following when automobile insurance was made mandatory. Premiums went up, service and benefits went down, and the profitability of the insurance companies went right through the roof. And so now this promise that you were going to be allowed to keep your own current health insurance policy, not true. If it fails to come up to the high standards demanded by Obamacare, your insurance company will send you a cancellation notice. We're canceling your policy because it doesn't meet the standards, and here are the new policies that you must buy in order to be in compliance, or the IRS will hit you with a charge. And again, it shows a serious absence of any kind of an overview of what's going on in the country. This is simply pandering to the health insurance companies, who pretty much wrote all of Obamacare. And the attitude is, we'll just figure a way that we can take more money from the American people by saying, you must buy this and you must buy that. At the same time, other vested financial interests are taking the high-paying jobs away from the United States of America. We, the American people, just do not have the money to meet all of these requirements. We just don't have the money. And I know within Wall Street and Washington, D.C., it is still an article of faith of the money junkies that there is a vast amount of untapped wealth out here in the hinterland, and they just have to figure out a new way to get their hands on it, and all will be well. It just isn't true. It is not true. There's very little money left out here in the nation. That's why so much of commerce is starting to lock up. Everybody's sitting there waiting for somebody else to make good on a bill that's owed. And the banks come in and say, oh, we'll loan you money against this accounts receivable. And it's more vulture capitalism. You know, payday loan company abuses. As long as they've got you believing that your entire life revolves around those pieces of paper with ink on them, they got you. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back to talk about gold and Glass-Steagall.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl. Conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free, it was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control.
Now the And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And on the corporate media, the Department of Justice has just now announced they are going to cease these wide net castings into the phone records of the media. And if you believe that one, I've got some of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction to sell you on that one. Back when they were doing it, the illusion to the public was the Department of Justice wasn't doing it. So the fact the Department of Justice is now saying we're not going to do it anymore, it's completely meaningless. Completely meaningless. All righty, let's see. We're going to grab a phone call here real quick. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, Michael. Two things I wanted to talk on real quick was, one, you just mentioned insurance about 15, 20 years ago when premiums went up and everything else went, the service went down. Hey, how about uninsured motorists? They made it a law. Everybody's got to have insurance, but you have to carry uninsured motorists. So what does that tell you about the law for some people?
Oh, I understand that. When they first made the insurance mandatory, I got hit by an uninsured motorist who promptly left the state, and so I wound up having to replace my car out of my own pocket. And it's just a joke. It's not about service to the public. It's just about, you know, more money coming in, and they only do the minimum they need to do to make it look like what they're doing is legitimate. You know, and now they're screaming about how you know, all of these uninsured people with health problems are going to be driving. It's just an excuse to run the premiums up, And, we're starting to see where the auto insurance realizes they've got to become competitive again. And I know because all the new cars have got these built-in computer snitch systems that you can actually get a lower insurance rate if you allow the insurance company access to that data. I think it's Progressive has this little gizmo that you plug into the data jack at the base of the steering wheel. And if you're not driving crazy, you know, your rates can go down. There's redlining going on. If you live in certain neighborhoods, your rates are going to go up. And they have a lot of accountants and statisticians, just trying to maximize the profitability. But the reality is, for the vast majority of people, they're going to spend far more on insurance over the course of their life than the benefit they will get from the insurance company. I mean, I've carried auto insurance on my car since I started driving, and I've only ever actually filed one request for compensation when somebody stole the spare tire off of my Nissan Xterra. And I had insurance on that car itself that was outright refused the second time it blew up its engine. And they just found a technicality and said, oh, no, it wasn't the engine. It was this other thing which isn't covered, and therefore we don't have to buy you a new engine. It's just all about making money. And the government, which is supposed to regulate business to balance the need between the needs of the people and the needs of business, has completely abandoned that role. And that's why we're seeing these abuses in every industry now.
Yeah, it's all about bottom line. You're right. Hey, the second thing I wanted to touch on is I called you yesterday, and I told you my mother said she talked to one of the seniors, and they received a letter from the IRS.
Oh, I remember that one, yes. What's the update?
Well, the update is I called my mother, and I should have called her first before I called your show. She said she was flicking through the news channels, and she caught something about they wanted to, it was something with the hearings and everything on this IRS scandal. And she couldn't remember what news channel she'd seen it on, but they said something about they were digging into your religious affiliations and what religion you are and if you believe in God or Allah or this or that or, you know, and I says, oh, okay, well, I just wanted to correct that so there's no misinformation coming out of your show.
I appreciate that, and yes, you're absolutely correct. The questions that were being asked by the IRS of these targeted conservative groups were very inappropriate. I don't even think in that context they were even planning on really using the information all that much. It's just a way to stall the process by always going back and saying, oh, please clarify this, please clarify that, just to stall them so they don't get their tax-exempt status. And it may be that when the forms came in all filled out and answered, they just went in the shredder right directly. My concern was if they were sending this to individual taxpayers, that really was an alarm. But thank you for calling in and correcting that.
Well, I just don't want any misinformation. I want to save face with your show and myself. So hey, you got a great gig. Keep it up, buddy.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to go over to Jack in Colorado. Aloha, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. First time caller. I've been listening to you for a long time. Listen, I was listening to your last caller about this uninsured and underinsured motorist. In Colorado here, they are combined. So when you buy one, you get the other. In my particular case, I was rear-ended about 2.5 years ago, and I was informed by my attorney that the lady that did it possibly skipped the state.
Yes.
So in my particular case, if they can't serve her with this lawsuit, they can ask the court to serve somebody they know, whatever, or they can serve the insurance company. At that point, the insurance company notifies this woman, hey, we need you to participate in defending against this lawsuit. Now, if she decides not to, then I'm pretty much SOL. Then I would have to go after her civilly and attach her wages, attach her property. And you know, this is after I've, you know, racked up, you know, $15,000 in medical bills, and, you know, I'm still suffering from pain and all this kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real bad, bad situation.
Yeah, it is. Once these insurance programs became mandatory, premiums went up and any pretense at service went down. Before auto insurance was mandatory, the insurance companies had to take care of you. They had to have a reputation of taking care of their customers. They had to compete with each other in terms of the premiums. and you got decent service for the money that you gave them. Once it became mandatory, the attitude of the insurance companies was, well, you got to buy it from somebody, and we're setting the prices all the same level, and we're all setting our payouts and behavior the same way, so you really don't have any choice, and the rest is just advertising to try and lure people back and forth. Now, in my case, I don't actually remember if I had uninsured motorist on my policy, because this was just after it had become mandatory, and in theory there were no uninsured motorists. I was very lucky. I did not suffer any physical injury in my accident. I had a Volkswagen Beetle, and it literally got re-kitted on the highway. I got this Chevy came across the divider on Azusa Avenue and hit me in the driver's headlight, and the energy, I guess, just went into rotation, because I remember the car literally spinning around four times on the road before it came to rest, and the car was completely totaled, completely demolished, you know, lying in, they had to take it away in a basket, and just somehow I walked away from it. The only injury I had was I had a scrape on my left elbow. That was it. That was my only injury.
You're very fortunate, considering those Beetles have a gas tank right there in front of you.
Yeah, I don't remember where the gas tank was on this. It was a long time ago, but I remember when the paramedics showed up, they said, "Where's the body?" And I said, "Here." And they couldn't believe I was walking around. I mean, it's just this amazing thing. But the person who hit me simply, you know, they had just moved to California, and they turned around and moved out. We couldn't find him, and so I wound up basically, you know, just stuck buying a whole new car again. And I bought a Buick, which was second biggest mistake after that Nissan Xterra.
Yeah, and of course, you know, if you were to try to find them, you know, or in your case, if you waited for too long, then the statute of limitations runs out for you to actually file a claim against them, and you're screwed anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I can understand if a person wants to do their due diligence and work with an insurance company when they're responsible for an accident, I guess in one respect, I can see where uninsured and underinsured motorist compensation or collision insurance would come into play. But in case, you know, I don't know how many people actually skip out, you know, but when they do...
Well, I don't really know. I do know that we have medical coverage for uninsured motorists on our current auto policy. But the whole idea is, why is it even there if this is all supposed to be mandatory? And, you know, you're supposed to have proof of insurance, you know, anytime the police pull you over, but they're not really enforcing it. It's just another way to get you to take more of your money and buy things. And by the way, it's a second form of covert taxation. Because the government takes half your money anyway through various taxes and fees and everything. Then they turn around and they order you on what you have to spend the rest of your money on. It's just another form of covert taxation. Now, in other nations that have the same tax rates that we do in the United States, you get stuff for it. You get free education, free medical care, you get good roads, good infrastructure, and all the rest of that. But here in the United States, you're still taxed the same amount as those other countries, but then you're expected to pay for your own higher education, going into debt to do that, pay for your own medical care. That's now mandatory. And so it's a double whammy that is the reason why so many Americans are just barely getting by. And we're hearing all this talk about, oh, you're going to have to buy this now, and we're going to make you buy that, and you're going to have this. And it's just another way to force us to give money to political cronies. But we have run out, and that's why it's all locking up and coming to an absolute standstill. There is no more money out here for the money junkies to grab, unless somebody somewhere realizes they got to start pumping it back into America. If you want to make money off of America, you have to start by putting money into America.
Well, not only that, but these taxes that you pay, I don't know what percentage it was, I used to know, but a good percentage of that actually goes into the military-industrial complex to fight these proxy wars and these wars in various countries that actually haven't signed onto the IMF. So it's a huge, huge problem.
It's more than half of all the federal taxes going in there. And, of course, now, as we reported yesterday, it turns out that all these tax loopholes for the 1% actually take more money out of the tax revenues than the wars are costing. So it's a double whammy. You know, we're paying these taxes. We're paying for the war. The money junkies are off scot-free getting rich. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Jack. We'll be back with more phone calls.
Yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Working 2 jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a listener just sent in an interesting question. You know, if you're supposed to be buying this hugely expensive Obamacare health insurance policy, if you can't afford to buy one, the IRS fines you on your tax return. If you can't pay that, they issue a lien. You could literally lose your house because you are not able to buy this new, more expensive health insurance you're being ordered to buy. It really is just falling apart around us here. We're going to go back to the phones. Bill in Texas. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you. You guys are talking about auto insurance. I move around a lot because of the work I do, and I'm pretty sure it was California. An illegal alien from the old Soviet Union, I forget the country, Armenia, that's where he was from, didn't have a driver's license, T-boned me, and, of course, didn't have insurance, and totaled my car, and they had no-fault insurance. And basically, your insurance covers you, and it's up to the other person to have insurance to cover them. And if they don't, they're on their own. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a good program. Your insurance is for you. And I got my car fixed. I had my little medical stuff taken care of, and it was all under my own insurance policy.
Well, the problem with no-fault insurance was the same problem with no-fault divorce. The lawyers all of a sudden realized they were losing a huge amount of their business because they weren't going to go into court and yell and scream at each other over where the blame was going to go and who should be paying. And that's the reason why literally the legal industry was opposed to no-fault anything all along, and that's why it's kind of faded away. And when you remember that a large number of legislators began as lawyers, they tend to be biased to craft the laws of the nation in a way where future young lawyers are, or their old law firms are going to get more business out of it.
There was something in there, if it was over a certain amount and it was the other person's fault, then you can go for it. But as long as it was within your insurance coverage, then they didn't care whose fault it was. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. That might be an alternative to consider.
Well, I think it's a good alternative, and it was a good idea, but it made the lawyers unhappy because it cut into their billable hours in the courtrooms. And that's kind of why it sort of went away here. Nobody wants the low-cost option for the American people. Nobody wants low-cost solutions to problems like car accidents. Nobody wants inexpensive medications. Nobody wants low-cost housing. Remember what I've said before. I mean, if housing cost $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, and you could pay it off in just 5 years, you're of no more use to the bankers. The bankers need housing prices to be as high as possible in order to plunge you that much deeper into the debt slavery. Nobody in power, nobody in the economic system wants affordable anything. They want the prices to go up because it maximizes their profitability. That is also fascism.
Well, like they don't want you to build your own homes nowadays. I know this one guy, he built his own home. He found a piece of land and hired the contractors himself. He got everything done for like $40,000+.
That's right.
So where's markup going? Into the pocket of somebody.
Well, the markup generally is the previous owner of the house is, you know, taking all of the interest he paid on his mortgage and saying, you know, if I'm going to make money back on this thing, I have to recoup all the interest I paid to the bankers. So the reason housing prices continue to skyrocket in a healthy economy is everybody is passing that interest burden forward. But it's mostly the bank. And the physical house and land just really doesn't cost all that much. The bank makes more money off that house than the people who built the house or owned the land. When you calculate all the accrued interest payments on your mortgage, the bank gets most of your work product benefit. And all they did was type some numbers into a computer for it.
Well, it's at least 2-3 times what they're selling it to you for is what you pay.
Yes, that's exactly right. And then when you sell it, you try and sell it for that price you paid plus all the bank interest, you know, in order to get your money back. But the bankers do not want inexpensive housing. Remember when the housing market crashed following the collapse of the mortgage-backed security bubble, they were openly talking about needing to bulldoze some of these foreclosed houses because they had to keep them off the market so that housing prices wouldn't fall, because then people would start buying inexpensive housing and be able to pay off the loan on that house after just a few years like a car loan. And the bankers are absolutely opposed to that possibility. They want you on the debt hook for your entire life. That's what the word mortgage means. It comes from two root words, mort, meaning death, and gage, meaning a promise or a pledge. Your mortgage is your promise to work and give your money to the bank over your entire working lifetime, 30 years, for their permission to move into this house.
And then they fib to you about how you can't get out early, but in Florida and Texas, You only have to pay the remaining balance, and you don't have to pay any penalty, but they try to pretend, we don't know about that law. I went through that in Florida, and the state
There was a case just a couple of weeks ago where a guy tried to pay off his mortgage early, and the bank foreclosed on him because of that. I mean, it's all geared to the money junkies, and nobody at all is out there thinking about what's good for the nation and its people. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones, I need to mention this. USA Today is now reporting that the official magazine of Al-Qaeda, Inspire, has put out a special issue in which they claim responsibility for convincing the Tsarnaev brothers to carry out the Boston bombing, yada, 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 and warning of more lone wolf attacks inside the United States. Now, Inspire is a propaganda fraud. Think back to the 1960s COINTELPRO operation and the Black Panther coloring book. This is just more of the same thing. Government creates this and puts it out there to say, see how bad these evil people are. And how do we know Inspire is a fraud? Well, because their issue number 10 featured Adam Gadon, the American Al-Qaeda, on their cover. And Adam Gadon, the American Al-Qaeda, is a phony. His real name is Adam Perlman. He's the grandson of one of the founding members of the ADL. Just like Yusuf al-Khattab, who ran the Revolution Muslim website up in Brooklyn, New York. And his real name is Joseph Cohen. It's all fakery. This Al-Qaeda magazine is another hoax to convince you, oh, you've got to hate these people over here. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to hate and fear. I forget the lyrics from Rodgers and Hammerstein, South Pacific. There's a song, You've Got to Be Carefully Taught, that was all about being raised to hate the people you're supposed to hate, whether you know them or not. Going to go back to the phones here. Don in California. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Are you guys still talking about the insurance, car insurance stuff?
Well, we're kind of jumping around all over the place here, but if you want to talk about car insurance, go ahead.
Okay, well, I just wanted to relate a little thing that happened to me here in Fresno, California about, I don't know, 8, 9 years ago. It's been a while, but my youngest daughter turned 16. I bought her a new sports car. It wasn't new, but new to her. And I won't go into why I did it, but the very, very day she got it, she was in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And the car was, ended up being about $12,000 damage. The car that hit her was an old 50s Chevy truck. The driver didn't have his lights on, didn't have a driver's license, didn't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason they were there when the police got there is because the truck was hung up in my daughter's car. And nobody was hurt, not even a scratch. So anyway, my daughter comes home. I think, obviously, that she was showing off to her friends, and I'm mad, and, you know. And 2 days later, the insurance company, I notified them, of course, and I was insured with one company for my home, my car, everything, for a total of like $350,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells me he investigated the scene and the accident, and he assured me that my daughter was not at fault.
Yes.
And he told me that we'll just give it a day or so, and he says those two guys, the driver and the passenger, are both having an attorney, and they'll, you know, file suit for, you know, neck braces or something. And I go, what? I said, you're going to fight it, aren't you? And he goes, oh, hell no. He says, we'll pay them off. And it panicked me. I go, are you crazy? Are you going to, I mean... And he goes, oh, no, no. He says, we'll keep it down to around $8,000-$10,000. A lot cheaper than going to court. And
yeah.
Their attorney will know that. And he says, this is the way we do it. Don't worry about it. And I was between being shocked, mad. I mean, I could not believe that's what they, it was just matter of course. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it's all decided by lowest cost option, you know, playing by all these rules. And it's all about the money. And taking
right.
care of the people, it's just not a factor. And as we sink deeper and deeper into fascism, where government completely abandons its role as arbitrator between the needs of the people and the needs of business, these abuses are going to escalate.
Well, I mean, if I'm paying insurance, I'm doing by the rules, and the guy that didn't do any of that made out like a bandit.
It happens sometimes. It happens sometimes, you know. I mean,
I just, you know, I'll never forget it. And luckily, that's the only time I'm like you I've ever used the insurance. But still, I just thought I'd relate that. You know, it's a little bit of a different slant on it. And I totally agree with you, Mike, on about
it. Well, there's another factor that people need to be aware of when they're dealing with insurance companies, whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, whatever. Insurance companies are usually centerpieces of larger financial institutions where they will take all that money they're getting on the premiums and they will invest it in various investments. And out of those investments that they're making money on is where they get the money to basically pay their salaries and their the premiums. But as the economy tightens and the investments start to fail, then these insurance companies will turn around and say, oh, we need higher rates. We need to cut back on payouts simply to stay in the black. And so as the economy deteriorates, that too, it puts pressure on insurance companies to find reasons to, you know, not honor claims. And I went through that, like I said, I bought an extended warranty on this piece of crud Nissan Xterra made in Tennessee. And when the engine exploded, the engine had its own warranty because it had already been replaced once. And the insurance company said, oh, no, the engine failed because something failed in the other part of the car that's no longer covered, and, it, you know, simply denied coverage. And at that point, I junked that Xterra, and I got this little 12-year-old Honda, 13-year-old Honda I'm driving around now, and it's showing its age, but it's a great little car. I absolutely love this Honda. For the rest of my life, Hondas or nothing else. I'm not interested in Mercedes. I'm not interested in Bugatti Veyrons. I'm not interested in anything made in America. You know, I just absolutely love these Hondas. Every Honda we've had has been wonderful.
Mike, I've had Hondas too, and let's see, 13 years ago, in 2003, I bought a Ford Focus. And back then, the reason I bought it is I needed a little car for in town here. But it was Ford, you know, and I said, I'm going to buy American. I had that patriotic thing going.
Yeah.
And, you know, I probably had the car a couple, 3 weeks, and I noticed a little sticker on the door, and it was made in Nicaragua. I was
Well, let's see. In my life, this turned into Top Gear West over here, but I had a Ford Econoline van. The engine caught fire and burned. I had a Chevy where the electric window quit working right in the middle of the Southern California storm season. The reason I bought the Xterra is I'd had a positive memory about this Nissan Maxima that I'd had, but then I forgot. I never really drove it all that long because when my first wife and I broke up, she got the Maxima and wrapped it around a tree and so forth and so on. I've never really had an American car that I was happy with. After I lost my Volkswagen to the accident, I bought a Buick, and like I said, that was the second worst automobile purchase in my life after that Xterra. I'm just going
to
play it safe and stick with the Hondas.
I have to tell you, the little Focus, I've had it all that time, and it has never let me down. Not cost me a dime.
Sometimes you get them, and that's a really good thing that you do. But you know, this Honda is holding up. It's been 13 years. Our last Honda was an Accord. We drove it for 17 years. Before it reached the point where we said, it's really time to think about getting a new car. And actually, the reason we got, this is a funny story, and then I got to let you go because we've got other stuff coming up here. The reason we got rid of the Honda Accord and we got the Xterra was I had bought my wife a much larger harp. She plays harp, Celtic harp.
Right.
And when I'd met her, it was a little tiny harp that we could put in the back seat of the Honda Accord. And then I got her this much larger Celtic harp. It's only slightly smaller than your traditional concert harp. And so we needed a large car to take the harp around where she was going to play. And also I needed a larger car because I was working on Lost, and I had a lot of gear I needed to take to the various locations with me. And that's why we got the Xterra. And, oh, God, just nothing but nonstop problems. Electrical system failed. Alternator failed. Transmission problems, two engines, and it was just horrible.
You don't have
so
a lemon law in Hawaii?
You know, I should have looked into it, but in this particular case, I'm just going to buy Hondas and know that I'm going to be taken care of.
The difference between a Honda and most American cars, in my experience, is when a Honda breaks down, it's an oddity. When an American car breaks down, it's par for the course.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that's really cool about Honda is they're a little bit less into the planned obsolescence than American cars. And when you have an older Honda, you can go out and get replacement parts for it from like three model years before or after, because they're not changing everything constantly. Anyway, we've talked enough about cars. We're not a car show. And Don, I'm going to let you go here because we need to get back to some of the economic news. We're going to talk about gold. And basically, the London Bullion Market Association is now reporting that gold transactions are at an all-time record high. And what has happened is this artificially lowered prices to try and keep people in the stock market, keep people in their savings accounts, get them to even sell some of their physical gold so the George Soros and the private central banks can grab it. It's backfired. Now that prices are down on gold and silver, people are trying to get hold of the physical as much as they can. Again, Republic Trading Group, if you buy your gold from them, two things are going to happen. One, you're going to get value for your money. Two, part of that purchase price does go to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. All righty. Now, apparently the United States Senate has introduced an updated version of the Glass-Steagall Act. Now, what this is all about, in the wake of the depression of the 1930s, which was triggered by the stock market crash of 1929, Congress passed a law, Glass-Steagall, which said that depositor banks and investment banks could not commingle, could not get into each other's business. And the reasoning was very simple. Depositor banks, where you put your money in your savings or checking account, were constrained to only invest in very reliable, secure, low return investments. Investment banks, which are basically a group of private wealthy people operating together, they were allowed to go into these high-risk ventures, which would also, if they worked out, generate a much higher return. And it was the commingling of those two businesses in the 1920s that led to this runaway practice of speculating recklessly with depositors' funds, which is why so many banks failed and led to this huge depression in the 1930s. So they passed the Glass-Steagall Act, and all was well with the world until 1999, when the Congress repealed Glass-Steagall. And immediately you saw all of these mergers taking place where you had investment groups and depositors' banks under the same roof, and they started playing recklessly with depositors' money, including the mortgage-backed security fraud. And so now here we are 14 years later, and the damage is already done. And now Congress is going to go, harumph, harumph, I guess we should go back to Glass-Steagall. Actually, you should have gone back to Glass-Steagall in 2000, when it was already obvious that the banks and Wall Street firms had gone right back to the same reckless behavior that led to the crash of 29. But you know, those Wall Street firms, they write really, really fat campaign donations, and you don't want to upset them. You don't get to run for office. You don't get to win elected office in the United States if you alienate the Federal Reserve and their buddies. So now that the damage is done and America's economy is destroyed, Congress is going to act like they're still relevant by trying to pass a new Glass-Steagall. And I wouldn't bet more than a plugged Turkish piaster it's actually going to get anywhere. It's just grandstanding. They're already starting to think about, oh, we've got to be able to say we did this and that going into next year's elections. And that's what's driving this whole thing. Now, in North Carolina, their legislature is considering a bill to charge a separate extra fee for drivers of hybrid cars under the theory that because they are not buying as much gasoline, they are not paying as much in gasoline taxes, and we can't let that money go away. So now owners of hybrid cars in North Carolina are going to be assessed a fee so that the state government still gets their money, which kind of undermines the whole idea of getting a hybrid to save money, because your savings are going to be taken away by these actions. And it's not just with the hybrid cars. We see it with the public utilities. We're always being told, oh, conserve water, conserve electricity, you know, get rid of the tungsten bulbs, buy compact fluorescents or buy LED bulbs. And your electric usage goes down. And what does the electric company do? They raise the rates. So your electric bill remains the same and you're getting less service. And that, too, is life under fascism here. Now, we're seeing this situation where a couple of letters with ricin in them were sent to the Obama White House and to New York Mayor Bloomberg, and the envelopes and letters contained references regarding gun rights, gun owners. And MSNBC is already out there trying to use these two letters to demonize all gun rights activists. Now, we know this Kokesh armed march into D.C. was a golden opportunity to bash gun rights activists and gun owners. Oh, they're dangerous. They're threatening the government. They're carrying guns into the nation's capital. It was obviously a setup. We all called Kokesh on it. He's now canceled it. And now they're on to Plan B, sending these phony letters. They're no more genuine than the anthrax letters that followed 9/11. And MSNBC is out there leading the propaganda thing. Oh, see, these gun activists, they're dangerous. They're dealing in these poisons. They're out back pounding castor beans right now to poison us all. And that's going to be a really tough sell, because even if there really was a gun rights activist making ricin in his kitchen and sending it to Obama and to Bloomberg, it's just one guy, maybe two guys. It's a real leap to try and make a link between the behavior of these two guys, one or two or three guys, whoever it is, and the 80% of American people who own firearms. But they're trying to do it anyway. Meanwhile, of course, tomorrow, actually today, Richard Mack's Constitutional Sheriff's Convention has cranked up, and they're focusing on these two issues of the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms and states' rights. So if you're anywhere near St. Charles, Missouri, which is a suburb of St. Louis, you might want to think about going on over there today or tomorrow and step in and say hi to everybody and show your support. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to Bank and Trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Dan is now sitting in our control room answering the phones when you call into 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Apparently, Cornell University is working on a research program to develop a robotic bartender that knows when you need a new beer and the rest of it. I don't think it's really going to work. half the fun of going to a bar is dumping whatever your problems are on the bartender. And the bartender stands there and goes, I know. Now, thanks to our ever-alert crew in the RBN control room, they got those lyrics for that song I was talking about. Back when we were talking about this Al-Qaeda magazine Inspire being an obvious propaganda device to get you to hate the Muslims and think evil thoughts about them, and was reminding me about Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific. And there's a song in there that's really quite insightful. And the lyrics go, let's see. You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made and people whose skin is of a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. And that was a very brilliant piece of writing from the stage play late of the movie South Pacific. And that's exactly what it is. Our government spends vast sums of money to convince you that you must hate these people over here, but you must love and unquestioningly support these other people over there. They don't dare allow you to decide for yourself who is good and who is evil. The sheer volume of effort they're putting into these campaigns reveals they know if you were allowed to decide for yourself, you wouldn't hate the people who are being invaded. And you wouldn't love and stand by the people doing the invading. Now, getting back to the gun rights issue, we're finding out yet another police department, this one up in Chicago, when they are done with their little gun buyback program where they'll go out in the community and say, guns are bad, guns lead to crime, they're dangerous, you don't want them, and they'll buy the guns from the citizenry for a very small amount of money, sometimes bags of groceries is what they're trading for the guns. They turn around, the police turn around and sell the guns for a profit to local gun dealers. And they're coming out and saying, you know, there's value in these guns. You know, it's a bottom line issue. These police gun buyback programs are money-making opportunities for the police. They're pillaging the population for guns and then turning around and selling them to dealers, and the dealers sell them back out onto the streets. It's a scam. It's another scam here. Now, over in St. Louis, and it's interesting that this is happening at the same time as Richard Mack's convention, there are protesters in St. Louis over the fact that the St. Louis police shot this black honor student 25 times. And again, what the police are saying and what the witnesses are saying don't exactly line up. We'll be right back.